am to others doesn't mean I shouldn't be happy. One day, a Mexican-American girl invited Daniel to sit with her and her friends during school. Daniel was grateful to be included, but was also guarded. "I wanted to be accepted, but I didn't want to feel like I had to lie about myself," he says. True to himself. Finally, Daniel decided to reveal his secret. He told the Latino kids about his multiracial heritage. He explained that his lifelong dream was to visit Cuba, a country where people have a wide variety of skin colors. "Some are dark and some are light," Daniel says, "but there's not as much prejudice. People thought my dream was cool and that I was exotic." By his senior year in high school, Daniel was splitting his time between 12th grade and a city college. He was working hard academically and blossoming socially, but Daniel was getting some help. He credits a support group called Multiracial Americans of Southern California, MASC, with providing a place where he